Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. This year, we're kind of changing it up a lot on most things, which is really, yeah, it's exciting. So I'm excited about what we've got going on for both of my girls for Bible. So, okay, you guys know we always do our family devotions, right. And then we do our individual devotions. Like my girls do their Bible reading time. I do mine. Garrett does his. We do that separately. Right. But I also like to have a Bible curriculum,
right?
Which I don't know, maybe that sounds like a lot because we also incorporate Bible into the different subjects, but I feel like you can't get too much of God's word, right? And learning about the Bible. And so last year we did an episode with Elizabeth Urbanowitz, and she talked about her foundation worldview curriculum.
Okay.
And we started that last year, but we were finishing up another Bible curriculum and I couldn't do both. It was just too much. So we paused that one. And so we're starting that one up again this year and doing the foundation worldview curriculum with Elizabeth Urbanowitz. So super excited, super solid. I mean, I cannot more highly recommend it. It's actually geared more towards younger kids.
Oh, really?
But I'm having Brooklyn do it with us anyway.
Yeah.
When she can, because she's got a much heavier load this year. So when she can do it with us, great. If she's not available to do it, then I just do it with Lacey and that's totally fine. And then, oh man, it's so funny because my girls are really getting deep into the study of God's word this year. They are also with their co-op both doing a Bible class that's taught by a local pastor. And Brooklyn's doing one called New Testament Survey.
Okay.
And Lacey's doing one called How to Study the Bible.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of tricky sometimes, I think, trusting someone else to teach Bible to my kids because, like, I want to make sure that they're solid in their theology and all of that. And so that's not something that we take lightly. But this guy seems like he's solid. And so they're both doing that. Brooklyn is doing biology through Apologia. They have an amazing biology. I mean, you were talking about Apologia on Monday. And I love Apologia Science.
I do
too. It is so just biblically sound and solid. And so, and it's well written. It's really fun. So she's doing Apologia Biology.
And it is their middle school, high school. It is a rigorous science.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fluff. It is it is very much going to prepare them for whatever they have coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're set to do, it's like college ready.
Yes, for sure.
Science. So you did those, what was the early explorers?
The early explorers is the elementary and early middle school.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which is fantastic. And then their high school one is pretty rigorous,
yeah,
but it's so good. And it's so interesting. The videos that go along with it, Sherry Seligson, who's actually been on the podcast, she does the biology videos and she's amazing. And they're just so well done. Like they really have done a great job with it. So, so there's those. And then for history, I don't have all my curriculum in front of me, but for history, we're doing, master books. This is the first time we're doing master books history, but this is their world history. And I'm actually doing this with Brooklyn this year. And I love it because Master Books has a really great middle school history, but it's a 3-volume set. And that's what I'm going to use with Lacey next year. But this one is just a 1-volume set. So it's more of a condensed world history. Like these are the really important things you need to know about world history. And again, because it's Master Books, it is a strong biblical worldview.
I was just turned on. I mean, I've heard of Master Books for years. I mean, you hear of everything, but you can't do everything.
Right.
But I just last year started digging in and started to do a few Master Books things and I really like it.
Yeah.
I mean, their math is so biblically, like, I feel like my kids are getting a Bible lesson while they're doing math.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
They're great. So Master Books, actually, they publish, I don't want to say all, because I'm sure it's not all of it, but a good majority of the curriculum and books put out by Answers in Genesis.
Oh, really?
So Ken Ham, actually, Brian Osborne, Dr. Georgia Purdom, lots and lots. And they have a ton of authors in addition to them. Israel Wayne is with Master Books. They just have a lot of really good, solid Christian authors and publishers. Angela Odell wrote the middle school world history curriculum. So, I mean, just people that I really trust.
Yes, yes.
So master books. I mean, I feel like Apologia, master books, BJU Press, like those are ones that you can't go wrong
right.
with them.
Yeah.
With teaching
and I like
anything from
books
a biblical
worldview.
You can
world really view. Just grab any, it's not a whole thing. Like you can just piece what you want from
yes.
them, you know? It's yeah. not like you're buying everything, like say a Becca. I mean, you can just pick and choose. And
right.
they've got some cool electives that I bet, like they have this engineering. I don't know. I've been really impressed so far as I've yeah. learned some Masterbook stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. And then for Lacey, she is doing this at Writing and Grammar from BJU Press. She's in seventh, if you want to give her a grade name this year, but she's actually doing eighth grade writing because she's done writing classes the last couple of years and that's what she was ready for. So she's excited about doing that. And then there just as like supplements, you were talking about your Torchlighters.
Yeah. You know, that's supplementing that our Bible curriculum and
yeah.
like the logic is like some supplemental stuff.
Right.
Extras.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Extras. So for our morning basket, two of the things that we're doing this year are I actually have some friends from California who went to my church and they wrote this. It's a kind of a study guide on the Heroes Then and Now, Corrie Ten Boom book. And then this is a study guide that goes within. It's on finding forgiveness, which I feel like every human needs to read. And, you know, for kids especially, Corrie Ten Boom, I love this woman.
Yes.
I know I've talked
yes.
about her on the podcast all the time. She's my hero. Yep. That's why.
Mine too.
I love her. So we're doing that book study. And it's just a simple book study, but really brings out some great questions for
right.
the girls on like, what does forgiveness look like?
Right.
And Corrie Ten Boom is, you know, she's a great example of that. And then they have another one. This one is George Mueller.
Ugh.
And this one is The Power of Prayer. And
awesome.
So if you've read
he is an example
George Mueller,
of that, man.
Yes. So this book too,
that was one of my
now,
very favorites. Yep.
He's amazing. And so we're going to go through both of these and then Lacey is going to do, they also, my friends actually wrote this other little devotional on the book of James and the book of Colossians. And so I'll link all of these in the show notes so that you have them. But these are just sweet Bible studies. I remember when I was in middle school doing just my own kind of individual Bible studies, and they really impacted me.
Right.
Because it was just through my quiet time. And yeah. So these are perfect for Lacey's age. She's 12. So okay. I was wondering, how old is she? And then the last thing is I'm always looking for book lists, always.
Okay.
And so, I mean, like you use Sunlight, so you get book lists with it.
I go with Sunlight, and I know people that don't use Sunlight, but they always get their book list, and then Sarah
right.
McKenzie's book lists, Read Aloud Revival. Yeah. And I just trust those two book lists. I trust 100%.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this one is from Center for Lit. It's Reading Roadmaps, and we had Missy Andrews on the podcast.
They spoke at our convention this year.
Did they? Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Center for Lit was there and they are amazing.
Yeah.
And
Missy and Adam Andrews.
Incredible. Yep.
They are great. They are fantastic. And so he's actually coming on the podcast soon. Adam is. And this Reading Roadmaps is really cool because it goes by grade. So like this one is seventh grade. It goes by grade and then gives a really great book list. And then it just gives a little description of the plot of each book. So that is a fantastic book list. It's called the Reading Roadmaps.
So are you using Center for Lit stuff or just their book list?
Just their book list.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's for K through 12. And so you just look at whatever grade you're looking for book lists for. And so that I love this resource. I recently found this. Well, I found it because Missy told me about it. And I think it's such a fantastic book list. So we'll link all of those things. But that's what we've got going on as far as curriculum. And it's exciting. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution.